I just love imagining just this idea of a Bader summer camp. It would probably happen in August, around this time, or July, you know, just to get that college crowd of masturbators right before they go to college. And, you know, it'd be set up by the elder Baders. The elder Baders would be all the camp counselors. They'd just get a bunch of cabins up there in the woods. Just the elder masturbators organizing the event. Having this cabin in the woods up in the mountains. In the middle of the summer, it'd be like one of those ski lodges off season, so it's nice and cheap. So that way every masturbator can really afford it, even if like they don't fucking work. They can just really afford a ticket just by picking up some loose change, collecting some bottles, and they just end up at the Bader camp. But of course, you know, to pay for the event, we'd have to have some just regular guys thinking it's just a regular sleepaway camp, that there's nothing wrong, you know, the sex wouldn't start, the solo sexing wouldn't start until the bus made it in the mountains, until it's too late. And that's when the bait camp counselors would just start handing out pamphlets of just naked men just masturbating, really just shocking some guys, and other guys really just expecting it, really just knowing what they got into. The other guys will just have to fall in line and deal with it for a week until the bus comes back. The camp counselors would wear some really short shorts, make it even shorter than the skimpiest pair of underwear, just their cock hanging out and just a thin piece of fabric, barely even enough to cover up one testicle. They'd wear a crop top and lots of sunscreen, get nice and tan. That's how you can really tell the difference between a regular bater and a camp counselor. Because all these baiters would be pale as fuck from all their time spent indoors just masturbating all the time. And you know, the camp counselors would just be there to help. They would just strip down all the baiters, you know, put away their suitcases. Anything that's not a sex toy would get locked away in the bus, and it would be back in 2 weeks. It would be put in a locker somewhere, nice and safe. You know, just having all these naked masturbators around in the sun with sunscreen on, they'll just get nice and tan, get work on their fucking tan, just head to toe just naked, unlike the camp counselors. Camp counselors just walk around in a crop top and really short fucking shorts. And you know, the men that end up at that bait camp that want to resist, they'd be unable to find other people just like them wanting to resist, because the camp counselors, these bait enforcers, would split everybody up into teams, would split them into cabins, would split them into specific fetishes, into specific types of masturbation. They just make all the masturbators go up one by one, pulling sticks out of a cup, just drawing lots, finding out what kind of masturbator they're going to be for that week. There'll just be the baiter cabin that's just the pure penis masturbators, and all they have to do is masturbate their penis just up and down like any other masturbator. And then, you know, there's the bulge baiters that have to wear really tight speedos, really tight underwear all the time, just containing their erection and being unable to do anything except paw at it. Then there would be astrobaters or chastity baiters who can't do anything except play with their holes, just really only play with their holes, leave their penis completely untouched. There'd be sounding baiters, fleshlight baiters, all types of masturbation until all the cabins are full. And all these teams, all these cabins would just have to form just chants, just specific ways to masturbate, because the cabin, the group that would masturbate the most would win the grand prize. It'd be kept a secret the entire time. Even long-term fucking masturbators that have been to the camp a million times can't even fucking remember what it is. And the only way to win the grand prize is to masturbate the most out of any fucking other team. Because that's what the entire point of the masturbation sleepaway camp would be. You know, it'd just be pure masturbation, just having all the bait enforcing camp counselors just forcing you to masturbate even more, fucking reminding you that the fucking team that wins the fucking trophy is the team that fucking masturbates the most. So you'd fucking be pressured by all your other brother baiters to masturbate even more. Everyone fucking get mad at you if you weren't masturbating enough. Everyone fucking bully you if you weren't masturbating enough. And you'd have to tell yourself, even if you didn't like whatever group you got set in, you'd have to do it. You'd have to masturbate. It'd be compulsory. It'd be totally chronic, just encouragement of you to completely devolve into a new type of masturbator. And it'd be very difficult to sleep in this masturbator camp. You know, you'd find that there's no beds in any cabins. It'd just be just bait chairs covered in various stains, various smells, except for the edgers rooms, you know, just having less semen in that cabin. You'd fucking be blessed to be an edger. But all the other ones are full of stains, full of cum, just pure recliners that will just massage you, keep your blood circulating while you sit there for hours and hours. The porn would be just DVDs playing nonstop, usually of previous inhabitants of your quarters. You'd see all the various sex acts of solo sexual masturbation happening in the same place that you'd be staying in. And then at night, they'd really try to keep you up to make you masturbate more. They'd put on porn that was specifically tailored to you, fucking DVDs, since you're out there all the way in the wilderness. All you can fucking do is cling to these DVDs, these fantasies, all this fucking obsolete fucking technology, just porn mags, VCRs, being unable to look for the porn that you know would get you off, that specific porn fetish that you fucking developed on your fucking own in your fucking house. And you'd fucking be so fucking homesick, you'd want to go back to your bait cave, and then that's how they'd fucking get you. They'd fucking get you thinking about masturbating in your own fucking place, in your own comforts. And if they couldn't cater to your specific porn needs, your specific porn-addicted needs, they'd just let you get lost in your own little fantasy as you masturbate in a specific fucking way, as you masturbate in a fucking new way. And you know, the most masturbatory cabin and the least masturbatory cabin, they'd have to switch roles the next day. They'd have to switch roles to liven things up, to make it an equal playing field. They just rotate you like fucking clockwork. Like, all the men in your cabin could just go from being fleshlight fuckers one night into chastity fucking anal stimulators the next night, into fucking electrostimulator fuckers the next fucking night. And you fucking go and you fucking have to fucking try your best to masturbate to all these fucking situations thrown at you. During the day, they'd fucking keep you nice and docile, making you make little fucking friendship cock rings for each other just to keep the peace and keep you nice and complacent, fucking smoking weed, just keeping you nice and fucking edged all the time, fucking just making you fucking so nice and docile, just returning to nature, just, you know, just to liven things up. Every fucking morning when you got your morning wood, they would just have 2 hours where they would not fucking allow masturbation. All these fucking naked masturbators, in the main fucking hall, they just line you all up and just make sure that you can't masturbate. They fucking play a movie, all those old school movies telling you how fucking bad masturbation is for you. But if you masturbate during this time, it would fucking count towards the goal. It would increase your fucking cabin's hours, so everyone would fucking try to get away with it. There would guys be just fucking openly masturbating, fucking trying to fucking get all the fucking hours they can, so their fucking cabin wins. But if they fucking get caught by a fucking counselor, they get their ass thrown in the fucking lake. They fucking get fucking just picked up by the counselors and get shoved in the fucking lake. And the fucking worst and best part of this fucking masturbation camp, that there's no fucking drugs, no libido enhancers, nothing, no fucking hypnosis. You're just fucking doing this on your own volition. You fucking don't even fucking know why. Masturbating more than you ever have in your fucking life, because all you fucking need is other fucking masturbators encouraging you. All you fucking need is more masturbators just encouraging you to go fucking deeper and deeper. And then when you fucking get to the last day, when you get the fucking last day of that fucking week-long experience, they fucking tally up all the hours of every cabin, have a big ass celebration, and you know what the fucking prize is for that cabin that fucking wins? You know what their fucking surprise is? The fucking prize that they fucking won? It's another fucking week at the fucking camp, just that fucking cabin. You fucking go in any fucking cabin you fucking want. You get to masturbate more, and all the other fucking loser baiters, all the fucking masturbators who didn't masturbate enough, they get to go fucking home. You fucking have to stay there for another fucking week if you win. You fucking don't know fucking why. You fucking do. You fucking would fucking do it. You fucking stay another week. You'd stay another week. Fucking miss school. Fucking miss work. Fucking lose your fucking job. Lose your fucking scholarships and shit. All because you fucking won. You'd fucking say, no, I fucking won. This is my fucking prize. It's fucking more masturbation. You fucking get to masturbate fucking even more, and you get fucking friendship bracelet on your cock, and you fucking just do all your fucking intricate bait rituals and fucking bait chants that you fucking learned with all your fucking friends, and you get to fucking just masturbate more with your fucking cabin. And that's all you fucking want. And then the fucking next week, you get to go home. And that's all you want. You fucking want to win because you get to masturbate fucking even more.